What if you could turn a mountain of mixed, unrecyclable plastic waste into brand new, high-quality material? And what if the tiny components in your electric vehicle could run hotter and faster without failing? This week, it's not science fiction. It's a story of molecular innovation driving real-world industrial change, and it's happening now. The race for material supremacy is on, and the winners will be those who understand the chemistry. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, the weekly strategic briefing for leaders in manufacturing, trading, and technology. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're diving deep into the world of advanced materials. We're seeing a convergence of breakthroughs, from novel recycling technologies that promise a truly circular economy, to new compounds that are pushing the boundaries of what's possible in high-performance electronics and aerospace. These aren't just incremental improvements, Troy. They represent fundamental shifts in supply chains and competitive advantage.
That's right, Susie. We'll start in Finland with a major step forward in plastic recycling. Then we'll look at a Japanese innovation that's critical for the future of EVs and 5G. And finally, a US-developed polymer technology that solves a billion-dollar problem for high-precision manufacturing.
Let's start with recycling. We hear a lot about it, but the reality is often disappointing. What has the Finnish company Valmet announced that's so different?
Valmet has introduced a new chemical recycling technology based on fast pyrolysis. In simple terms, it takes a wide range of plastic waste, including polyethylene, polypropylene, and even mixed streams that are impossible to mechanically recycle, and uses high heat in an oxygen-free environment to break them down into a high-quality pyrolysis oil.
Pyrolysis oil? So this isn't just melting down old bottles into a park bench. Why is this specific development globally significant right now?
Because it produces a feedstock that is virgin quality. This oil can be used by the petrochemical industry to create brand new plastics, closing the loop in a way that downcycling can't. With Valmet planning an industrial-scale plant for 2027, this is moving from the lab to a commercially viable process that can handle diverse, real-world waste.
Okay, let's bring this home. How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers who rely on plastic resins for their products?
This is a major opportunity. It opens the door to a more resilient, localized, and circular supply chain for plastics. European and U.S. manufacturers can potentially source high-grade recycled content that performs identically to virgin material, reducing their dependence on fossil fuel feedstocks and volatile global energy markets.
What about for trading companies and distributors? What's their angle?
Two things. First, pyrolysis oil itself is becoming a new traded commodity. Second, they can offer their customers plastics with certified high recycled content without a performance trade-off. This meets growing regulatory and consumer demand for sustainability. They need to start building relationships with technology providers like Valmet.
So, what is the actionable insight for an executive listening today?
Begin a strategic review of your company's plastic waste streams and your virgin plastic procurement. The economics of waste are changing. Engage with chemical recycling pioneers to understand how you can integrate their output into your supply chain or provide them with feedstock. This is a chance to turn a cost center into a strategic asset.
From large-scale plastics to the microscopic world of semiconductors, Mitsubishi Electric in Japan has unveiled a new high-performance mold compound. Troy, what exactly is a mold compound and why should we care?
Think of it as the protective armor around a power semiconductor chip. It's an epoxy-based material that encapsulates the delicate silicon, insulating it electrically and protecting it from moisture and heat. It's a critical component for reliability.
And what makes Mitsubishi's new compound a breakthrough?
It's all about handling extreme stress. As components for EVs, 5G base stations, and renewable energy systems get smaller and more powerful, they generate intense heat and high voltages in a tiny space. This new compound, using high-purity silica fillers and nanoscale dispersion, can withstand a dielectric breakdown voltage exceeding 50 kilovolts per millimeter and operates reliably at up to 200 degrees Celsius. That's a huge leap over conventional materials.
How does a Japanese innovation like this affect U.S. and European manufacturers in, say, the automotive or telecommunications sectors?
It's a direct competitive challenge. The performance and lifespan of an electric vehicle's power inverter or a 5G antenna are limited by the thermal and electrical reliability of its semiconductor packages. European and American firms that can't access or match this level of packaging performance will be at a disadvantage in power density, miniaturization, and long-term durability.
So, for trading companies and distributors in the specialty chemical space, what should they know?
This sets a new benchmark for high-reliability electronic materials. They need to understand the specifications, 50 kilovolts per millimeter, 200 degrees Celsius thermocycling, and communicate this new performance tier to their clients in the semiconductor and electronics assembly industries. This isn't just another product. It's an enabling technology for next-generation hardware.
What is the immediate action item for executives?
Chief technology officers at electronics manufacturing firms should immediately benchmark their current packaging materials against these new performance figures for Mitsubishi Electric. If your components are pushing thermal or voltage limits, you need to start a dialogue with your material suppliers now to close that performance gap.
We have one more material science story, this time from Solvay Specialty Polymers in the U.S. They've developed what they call warpage-free polymer blends. Troy, can you translate that from engineering speak?
It means they've created advanced plastics that hold their exact shape and dimensions even after being molded at high temperatures or when operating in hot environments. The core innovation is minimizing what's called thermal expansion anisotropy. The material expands and contracts uniformly in all directions, which prevents it from bending or twisting.
Why is that so crucial this week? It sounds like a problem that should have been solved ages ago.
The tolerances in advanced manufacturing have become incredibly tight. For aerospace components, 5G antenna hardware, or parts in advanced computing systems, even a microscopic amount of warpage can lead to assembly failures, poor performance, or catastrophic breakdown. This technology provides predictable, stable dimensional behavior, which is a massive challenge in high-performance polymers like PEEK and other specialty blends.
So for a European aerospace manufacturer or a U.S. electronics firm, what are the direct implications?
It's a significant opportunity to improve manufacturing yields and unlock new designs. They can now design and mold more complex, thin-walled parts with confidence, reducing weight and improving performance. It reduces the costly trial and error process often needed to compensate for warpage, directly impacting the bottom line.
And for the trading companies and distributors who supply these materials?
This is a premium, problem-solving product. They need to move beyond selling resin by the kilogram and start selling a solution to dimensional instability. Their sales teams must target engineers working on the most demanding applications in aerospace, automotive, and electronics, where tight tolerances are non-negotiable.
So what should an executive listening right now consider doing?
If your company struggles with part rejection rates or design limitations due to warpage, your R&D and engineering leaders should get in touch with Solvay to acquire samples of these new blends. Test them in your most challenging molding applications. This could be the key to overcoming long-standing production hurdles and out-innovating competitors.
All right, Troy, let's distill this down. We've covered a lot of ground at the molecular level. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners this week?
First, the circular economy is maturing into an industrial reality. Technologies like Valmet's fast pyrolysis are creating viable, high-quality, and potentially localized supply chains for raw materials from waste. Ignoring this shift is a strategic risk.
Second,
the competitive battleground for next-generation hardware is in material science. Whether it's Mitsubishi's mold compounds for semiconductors or Solvay's stable polymers, the company with a superior material has the edge in performance, reliability, and miniaturization. Your product is only as good as what it's made of.
And the final takeaway?
Third, these innovations are enabling greater resilience. They allow for the creation of high-value materials within the U.S. and Europe, reducing reliance on complex global supply chains for both virgin resources and waste processing. The actionable step is to reevaluate your material sourcing and waste management strategies with these new domestic capabilities in mind.
Powerful insights for a complex week. That's all the time we have for this edition of Troy Technical Intelligence. We believe that the best business decisions are fueled by the sharpest intelligence. We hope this briefing helps you make yours.
Thank you for listening.
For more analysis and to explore the sources for today's briefing, please visit us at troy-intel.com. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and join us again next week for your essential technology briefing.